as Israel persists in its efforts to secure the release of approximately 125 hostages seized by the Palestinian militant group Hamas on October 7th, Israeli forces have conducted extensive raids in the West Bank, resulting in the arrest of thousands of individuals and the demolition of numerous homes.
The Palestinian Prisoners Society, a non-profit organization based in Ramallah, reported on social media platforms that a child was among 10 people apprehended during Saturday's raids, raising the total number of individuals arrested by Israel to 8,985. Joseph Eckerson reporting.
In Jerusalem, scores of ultra-Orthodox protesters obstructed roads as Israel's Supreme Court heard arguments in a landmark case challenging the contentious system of exemptions from mandatory military service granted to the religious community.
The court is examining the legality of these exemptions, which have polarized the nation and threatened to destabilize Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's governing coalition. A verdict is anticipated in the forthcoming weeks. In Israel, most Jewish men and women are required to undertake compulsory military service upon reaching the age of 18, Benjamin Wright reporting.
North Korea has declared its intention to cease its campaign of sending trash-laden balloons into South Korea, asserting that its actions have provided the South Koreans with enough experience of how much unpleasant they feel.
The North's announcement came shortly after South Korea warned of impending unbearable retaliatory measures against North Korea in response to its balloon activities and other recent provocations. Observers speculate that South Korea will likely resume frontline loudspeaker broadcasts directed towards North Korea. Chris Anderson reporting.
The recovery efforts following the May 10th tornado outbreak have cost Florida's capital city, Tallahassee, $50 million thus far, according to Mayor John Daley.
Florida officials have requested that the Federal Emergency Management Agency declare a major disaster, which could make local government entities and individuals eligible for federal assistance. Daley stated that the total cost to the city will continue to rise as city workers persist in their efforts to clear debris. Liam White reporting.
This is the latest news headlines.
Water pressure was gradually being restored to downtown Atlanta and nearby neighborhoods on Sunday following a two-day water outage that disrupted businesses and left many residential faucets dry.
Although a substantial portion of the city remained under a boil water advisory, Mayor Andre Dickens announced during a weekend news conference that one of the two major water main breaks affecting the city had been repaired. I know it's been a tough and frustrating day for many of you, but I'm glad to have some positive news to report tonight, Dickens remarked. Jessica Oakley reporting.
On Saturday, Minnesota law enforcement authorities identified the man they believe fatally shot a Minneapolis officer in what police have described as an ambush.
Minnesota Public Safety Department spokesperson Bonnie Bowman named 35-year-old Mustafa Muhammad as the suspected shooter. He was subsequently shot and killed by another responding officer. Minneapolis officer Jamal Mitchell was responding to a call when he stopped to assist Muhammad, whom he believed to be injured, according to police reports. Lawrence Keller reporting.
Canadian serial killer Robert Picton died on Friday after being attacked by another inmate, authorities confirmed.
The 74-year-old Picton was hospitalized after being assaulted on May 19th at the Port Cartier Institution in Quebec. He had been in a medically induced coma and on life support before succumbing to his injuries 12 days later, as stated by Correctional Service Canada. In 2007, Picton was found guilty on 6 counts of second-degree murder and sentenced to life imprisonment. Paul Gomez reporting.
Media magnate Rupert Murdoch, aged 93, has married for the fifth time, as confirmed by his corporation News Corp on Sunday.
Murdoch and Elena Zhukova, a 67-year-old Russian-born retired molecular biologist, exchanged vows on Saturday, in a ceremony held at his vineyard estate in Bel Air, California. Photographs of the newlywed couple were released by News Corp. The couple had announced their engagement in March, Jim Kender reporting.
And that's the latest news headlines with Alan Edwards.